Turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 17. Leviticus chapter 17. Before I start, let me just tell you what happened Friday. Judy came over to the house Friday night, and she says, can you please go see Brian? So she said he's not feeling too good. So when I went over there, he was down and out. He was in bed. We didn't know what was wrong with him, and I said, well, I'm taking you to the hospital. As soon as Judy comes, I want you to get up, get dressed. I'm taking you to the hospital. And then when Judy came, I was in the living room, and then Judy calls me. He says, he's on the floor. So he was on the floor, couldn't get him up. I said, okay, it's time to call an ambulance. So I called an ambulance, and I went to the front by the street to wait for the ambulance to come in. We live out in the country. And then it turns out that they had called University Hospital. They wouldn't take him. They said, don't bring him here. We're overcrowded. We have too many people waiting in line. So then they decided to go ahead and give him some IVs, which they wind up giving him two of those little baggies. And they said that he was dehydrated. Yesterday, he still could not walk unless he was assisted. Today he's walking around, so he's feeling much better. I just want you to keep him in prayer and his family. Very important. Okay. Let's read Leviticus 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your precious word that you left us. Lord, how you opened up our eyes with the New Testament to see all those shadows that were in the old. We thank you, Lord, that your word has always been truth, and it has taken us from darkness. We thank you, Lord, for your Son that came and died and paid for all our sins. I pray, my Father, that you would just bless the teaching this morning, of all the teachers that will be teaching this morning in this church. We also pray for the following hour for the preaching, that you would bless it, and also all your children that will be preaching this morning throughout this world. We pray that you receive all the honor and glory, that many souls would be saved. And we ask all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You know, I've gone through many Bibles since I've been saved. In all my Bibles, I mark them. I like to make notes of the different doctrines and different teachings because I want to